I don't see how a person could sit down and listen to an album like Take Care and then go listen to Honest Nevermind and be like, yeah, Drake hasn't elevated. He hasn't done anything different. This is like when people say all Drake's music sound the same. And I'd be like, well, so God's Plan and Tuscan Leather is the same song to you. Passion Fruit and Too Much is the same song to you. In my feelings. And a song like Emotionless is the same song to you. Whatever. Hey, cool. And this whole narrative, let's just cut this perspective right here, right? Or cut this whole narrative. Take Care is a 21-track album. The Weeknd contributed to, what, maybe 4-5 songs? Two of which he's featured on. So you telling me that Look What You've Done, Make Me Proud, Headlines, The Motto, Over My Dead Body, all those, Marvin's Room, all those sounds, those songs sound like Weeknd songs to you? Because Marvin's Room is just a newer version of Brand New. So, you know, and the whole thing about The Weeknd, people, the same thing you're criticizing Drake for, people criticize The Weeknd for the same exact thing. I hear people all the time say, yeah, at the beauty behind the madness, he went too pop. It's not as good. Me personally, I've been a Weeknd fan forever. His music has evolved to me. His subject matter has pretty much remained the same. But that's okay. He's an artist. He's supposed to express himself. Same thing with Drake. Drake talks about his life, the things he deals with in his life, the money he spends, the women he dates. He talks about women. He talks about being vulnerable. Drake is a victim of being consistently good. It's like blaming LeBron for scoring 28 points a game. But the best players on the best teams can't do that for a 5-game stretch. But LeBron's done it for the course of his career for 22 years. How do you condemn an artist for being consistently good? Like, legit, every album has been criticized with like, oh, this is a classic, but Luke, Take Care is a classic, but Nothing Without the Weeknd. That's a lie. Nothing Was the Same as a classic, but If Reading Is Too Late is a classic, but I'm not even the hugest fan of that project, but come on. You're not going to tell me that you don't hear an elevation in Drake's sound from Nothing Was the Same to If Reading Is Too Late. You're just not going to tell me that. Like, that's baloney. But it is what it is. And you chill, and you say, which is most people's beloved album? Yeah, but, well, because first of all, most of us Drake fans, when Take Care came out, like me, I was just graduating high school, so I know what I was going through when that came out. But over time, there's an argument to be made that Views is a better album than Take Care. It's an argument. I'm not saying I agree with it, but it's an argument. Nothing Was the Same as a better album. Scorpion is entering that bubble. And then Drake has at least 4 albums that are people's favorites. It's not just Take Care. But if Take Care is the album, how can you criticize an artist for having an album that everybody loves? Michael Jackson has Thriller. Kendrick Lamar has Pimp Butterfly. J. Cole has Forest Hill Drive. Jay-Z has many classics. Most people's favorite album is The Blueprint, The Black Album. Kanye, Dark Twisted Fantasy. How do you criticize an artist for that? That's just, it's just weird. Like, I don't know.